Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the necessity of jihad and the virtues of striving morning and evening out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qal, qila ya Rasulallah, ma ya'dilu al-jihad fi sabilillah? Qala la tastati'unahu. Fa'a'adahu alayhi marratayni, aw qala thalathan. كل ذلك يقول لا تستطيعونه ثم قال مثل المجاهد في سبيل الله كمثل الصائم القائم القانت بآيات الله لا يفتر من صيام ولا صلاة حتى يرجع المجاهد في سبيل الله متفق عليه وهذا لفظ مسلم وفي رواية البخاري أن رجلا قال يا رسول الله دلني على عمل يعدل الجهاد قال لا أجده ثم قال هل تستطيع إذا خرج المجاهد أن تدخل مسجدك فتقوم ولا تفطر وتصوم ولا تفطر فقال من يستطيع ذلك. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked. This hadith is showing us the virtue of a person going out in the part of Allah, that's going out in jihad, striving in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What reward Allah is blessing this person would. So this hadith is showing us from one angle what reward Allah ta'ala gives a person. So Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, what is equal to jihad in the path of Allah ta'ala? In other words, what action is equal to the action of jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, you will not be able to do it. In other words, you're asking for an action that's equal to jihad. If I tell you that action, what that action is, you won't be able to do it. In other words, you have to do so much in that action for you to equal what a person is getting out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll have to do so much that you won't be able to do it. So this is what the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, what is equal to jihad in the path of Allah ta'ala? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, you will not be able to do it. The Sahaba repeated the question twice or thrice, and each time he replied, you will not be able to do it. He then said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, then he didn't explain that, yeah, there's one action that you have to do so much. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't explain this action. A mujahid in the path of Allah ta'ala is like that person who fasts during the day, worships at night, remains devoted to the verses of Allah ta'ala, and does not abandon fasting and salah until the mujahid in the path of Allah ta'ala returns. In other words, to equal that mujahid, this is what you have to do. Hypothetically, what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that you will have to continuously fast in the day, continuously worship at night, remain devoted to the verse of Allah ta'ala, don't abandon fasting and salah until the mujahid comes back, then your reward will equal his reward. In other words, you'll have to do so much, therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, you won't be able to do it. What this shows us, actually this hadith is there not to show us that a person should be doing so much of the other action, but to show us the reward of a person striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes he may be resting, sometimes he may be eating, sometimes he may be taking a small break. But even in that break and even in that rest, even in that eating, this person is getting reward of a person who's continuously fasting in the day, continuously in ibadat at night, and continuously devoted to the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't abandon that fasting, he does not abandon the salah until this person comes back. It shows the reward that Allah Ta'ala has got for a person striving out in his path. The narration of Bukhari Sharif has it, a person said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, direct me to an action which is equal to jihad. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, I do not know of one. I don't know of one action that is equal to jihad. Again, this in the slight difference, this is in the words of Bukhari Sharif. But again, it shows us the height and the magnanimity of the reward that a person gets in the jihad. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, I do not know of one. He then said, then after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then he explained this. He said, is it possible for you that when the mujahid departs to enter, is it possible for you to enter the masjid at the time when that mujahid departs, you enter your masjid and perform salah without stopping and to fast without breaking your fast? He replied, who could ever manage that? The person had asked the question. He replied, who could ever manage that? In other words, you go into your masjid, continuously read salah, and you continuously fast without even breaking your fast until this mujahid comes back. Then only will your action equal the action of a person that is in jihad. In other words, so much of reward Allah Ta'ala is giving the person that is out in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us also that tawfiq and that spirit. Person, as I explained, he has it in his heart, the desire that in our life, that opportunity comes and it arises, I will grab it with two hands, I won't hide away, I won't shy away. Without a person spending even 1 minute out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, he's getting this reward purely on his niyat that is genuine, that niyat that is pure. So therefore we should have the niyat in the heart. There's great hope Allah will also give us that reward, inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.